talk to you about treasure. Now, what is treasure? What do you think of when I say treasure?
Gold and silver.
Gold and silver, yeah. Anything else? Okay, so that's treasure. Things that are very important. Things that are very valuable, maybe. Okay, well, this morning, I will have to find some treasure. Now, I've heard there's some treasure hidden nearby, and I'm determined that we're going to find out where it is this morning. Does anyone know, what do we need to help us find some treasure? What do we need to show us where the treasure is hidden? Matthew?
No.
A map. Well, I have a treasure map this morning, and here it is. Now, the journey looks quite dangerous, so I think we're going to need a big, strong, brave grown-up to help us find the treasure this morning. So, Mark, I think you're here for the jump. You come up. Right, Mark will be our treasure hunter this morning. Okay, Mark, I'll need your protective clothing for this. Right, well done. And here's your treasure map, which tells you exactly where to find the treasure.
No, I don't need that.
You don't need the map?
No.
You sure?
I find it. No, I don't need that.
Okay, alright. Okay, well, we'll see you soon. Off you go, try and find some treasure. Right, off you go. If you're trying to find our treasure. Now, who didn't want to use the map? So let's see what you're going to have to do. Look, he's here, and there's the treasure. X marks the spot, so that's where the treasure is. It looks quite easy, but what's left? Can you see what that is? Sharks. Oh, I hope it's not going to fall into there. Or some sinking sand. I hope it's not going to get stuck in there. Or the dragon's cave. You might be silly enough to walk into the dragon's cave, would he? Oh, without the map, he might get a bit lost, mightn't he? Oh dear, well, he's been a little while now. So he might have got a bit lost. He doesn't seem to have come back. So maybe we should shout for him to come back. So on the count of three, we're going to shout, Mark! Okay, we might be able to hear us and come back. You ready? One, two, three, Mark! Oh, there he is. Mark, what happened to you?
Oh, there were sharks and sinking sand and I almost died.
Oh, well, you're back.
Yeah.
So, what is our treasure?
Oh, I couldn't find it.
What do you mean you couldn't find it? You've been gone ages.
Just couldn't find it.
Right, thanks, Mark. Perhaps you'd better go and sit down. I don't think Mark's fit to go and help us find any treasure. But I still want to find our treasure. So we tried someone who was very strong and brave and big. Maybe we should try someone different. How about Dan? How about you? Can Mark have a go? And he decided he didn't need the map. What are you going to do? Do you like the map?
I definitely want the map.
Right, it looks quite simple. Okay, you'll hear the treasures here. You up for the challenge?
I won't be lying.
Okay, right, brilliant, thanks. Okay. Right, well, he's got the map this time. Maybe he might do a bit better. Do you think he's going to find the treasure?
Yeah.
He will. I won't be too long about it. We haven't got long left, have we? I'm running out of time. Oh,
found it!
You found it! Already? Wow, well done. Was the map helpful?
It was a brilliant map. It was very, very helpful.
Okay, thank you, Sam. Well, we've got our treasure. Shall we have a look inside? Oh, treasure, it's gold! We're rich! Right, it's solid! Hello, what's that smell like? Chocolate? Not real treasure at all! But it's chocolate! Oh, dear. Well, we didn't find any real treasure today, did we? But you know, there is a real treasure that we can all have. It's a treasure I found when I was quite small, maybe a little bit older than you. And it's a treasure that every Christian, every person who's a Christian, they have that treasure as well. And it's the most amazing treasure. It's better than silver or gold. It's a treasure that will last forever. Well, this is the treasure here. This is the sound bit for the treasure. Can you read that one first, Matthew? Sin's forgiven. Sin, we know that sin's disobeying God. Don't we? And that makes God very unhappy. But we can have the treasure of sins forgiven. And what was it on our map? What showed us where the treasure was? You see, what sign marked where it was? The X, or if we turn it that way, what is it? Or a cross. Now, to have the treasure of our sins forgiven, there was a cross. What happened on the cross? Remember, Alison? Yeah, Jesus died on the cross. So that we can have the treasure of sins forgiven. It's amazing, isn't it? What a wonderful treasure. Well, other treasures as well. The treasure of a home in heaven. Do you know, if we've had the treasure of our sins forgiven, we can have a home in heaven, in God's wonderful palace, where God lives. We can see him and talk to him, and we have a home there in heaven. wonderful treasure. And if we've had those treasures, we can also have joy. Now, joy is a little word, you might not know what it is. Joy means being really, truly happy. You know, even when things go wrong, we can have joy, we can be really happy. Now, those are wonderful treasures, aren't they? And people sometimes search really hard for these treasures. Do you know, God has been so wonderful to us. He's given us a treasure map. A map that shows us exactly where to find the treasure. And that's the Bible. That doesn't look like a treasure map, but inside this book, it tells us exactly where we are now and exactly how to get to that treasure. Now, Mark tried to find the treasure without a map, and he didn't do very well, did he? He got ended up getting eaten by sharks, and he got lost, and he came back without any treasure. And you know, some people think they can find the treasure without using the Bible. They think, oh, I don't need that. I can do it without that. I don't need a map. I don't need someone telling me what to do. And they try and find it. Do you know those people, they will look and look and look, and they can look their whole life and still not find it. Only way to find the treasure is to read the Bible and find out how to have our sins forgiven. So how do we have our sins forgiven? Remember, how do we get our sins forgiven? What do I need to say?
Sorry.
We need to say sorry for all the wrong things we've done. That tells us that in the Bible. So you need to read your Bibles every day so you can find out more about that treasure and how you can find it.